I asked Derek Greitens and the rest of the Republican field about their thoughts about bringing in a outside prosecutor investigatory agency whenever there's a police involved killing. He told me afterward he'd be at least willing to consider that idea. You're a former prosecutor and you're the attorney general. What would be your mindset if that bill came to your desk?
I am not favorably inclined to it. It's not to say that I won't sit down and listen, but I have to tell you that as a prosecutor who came up through the prosecutorial system, prosecutors are locally elected, and it is most appropriate that the prosecutorial decision occur close to the communities where the individuals are elected. One of the things that I respected, there were good things and bad things that happened during Ferguson, but one of the things that I respected about the way Governor Nixon went about the issue is the more challenging the situation got, the more he, at his core, knew that he had to maintain allegiance to the law as we had set it down and agreed upon, that established procedures, don't leave the masts of established procedures during chaotic times. And I think that time has shown that that was an important instinct that he had. And so I am opposed to making these things up as we go along. Bob McCullough is the most experienced prosecutor in the state of Missouri. And St. Louis County has elected Bob McCullough, and I think that it is important that the established rule of law be maintained. So I disagree with Eric that we should, if Eric is saying that he wants to make it up as we go along during chaotic moments, that would be a division between the two of us.
I was with Hanway the night of the election two weeks ago, and she attributed Greitens' victory to the outsider movement. Are you concerned about that as part of the Jeff City establishment?
So what happened Tuesdays ago is, I think, intriguing. You had the first woman Speaker of the Missouri House and a high-ranking member of the United States Justice Department, Catherine Hanaway, beaten. You had Peter Kinder, a three-term lieutenant governor and a two-term Missouri State Senator who had ushered in the Republican takeover in 2001 in the Missouri Senate, beaten. And you had a member of the business community who built a $250 million business that employed thousands of Missourians, right in the core of the Republican philosophy, beaten. By an individual who is a motivational speaker by trade and who has offered no policy solutions for the state of Missouri, has very little exhibited knowledge, and appears to hold forth ignorance is his calling card for the job. It is his qualification. And he mowed them down with several machine gun ads and accusations that these individuals are all tax cheats and corrupt. But he offered no evidence that they were tax cheats or corrupt. Is there anybody in the state of Missouri who doesn't think that John Bruner has an 800 credit score? Is there anybody who actually thinks that he doesn't pay his credit card bills every month? So what we see among the outsiders is an expertise in accusations, largely based on assertions of corruption that are unfounded. He did it to his own party, and I have no doubt that he's going to attempt it in the general election as well. But I don't respect it.
So, I remember hearing an answer to this when Joe Manus asked you this in Hannibal about body camera footage, that your instinct is not to release the footage because you don't want it to become fodder for TV news. I just want to expand upon that. Does that mean you don't want it ever to be released? Are you comfortable with it being released after like an investigation is over, or, you know, like what that legislation was earlier this year?
So I'd want to go back and look at the legislation, but I do not, I think that the responsibility of Jefferson City is to prepare the way for body cameras if local decision calls for them. I don't think that it is something for Jefferson City to mandate. These are decisions that local chiefs and local police boards and legislative bodies should make here close to home. But what I wanted to do, and what has been done, and I'd want to review it at a detailed level, is these individuals should not be runners for KSDK. They shouldn't be stringers to find some, you know, to find footage of some teacher or doctor or notable citizen who gets pulled over on a DWI so that that footage can lead off the 5 o'clock news. That's not what this is about. And nor do I think that they should be put under that pressure. So I think that's why we needed to change Chapter 610. I think what the law should have provided for was that the next of kin, or either the subject, suspect, subject, defendant, next of kin, would have the right to take that video and then do with it what they see fit. But I don't think that television stations should have an individual sitting down at police headquarters every day just combing through the videotapes. I don't think that police should be used in that way.
There are a lot of people, the gun debate is, of course, center stage right now. Mm-hmm. A lot of staunch Republicans, you know, we hear it all the time, if Hillary gets in office, they're going to take all of our guns away. What do you have to say to Republican voters? How can you appease them that their rights aren't going to be infringed upon, even if you push for stricter restrictions on gun ownership, gun docket, things like that?
Well, pushing for a gun docket is completely different than pushing for stricter restrictions on guns.
Yes.
I do favor a gun docket, but when it comes to making cities safer, my instincts go to stronger law enforcement and mental and commitment to fund mental health programs. That is where I will put my efforts. As you probably are aware, I have a long-standing record of defending the Second Amendment, both as a Republican and later in my career as a member of leadership in the Democratic Party. So, in fact, I believe that my rating with the NRA is higher than Mr. Greitens is. So, again, when it comes to public safety, my attitude goes toward what I know works. And what I know this General Assembly, which is probably the most gun-friendly General Assembly in the United States of America, can productively dialogue with. And that is providing law enforcement officers with the tools they need to get their job done every day.
As a former Republican, and now obviously running as a Democrat, would you call yourself a moderate to appeal to both parties?
No, actually, I refer to myself as a conservative Democrat. Okay.
So, you know, one of the things that you heard during the primary, and I guess you're going to hear during the general, because Greitens said this already, is that you failed during Ferguson, or you were nowhere to be found during Ferguson. Now, Joe Manchin, I know that you were in Ferguson because we wrote about that. But if you want to just detail what you did during the unrest to maybe make things better or whatnot, I'd like to give you that opportunity.
Sure. I was in town on Saturday when the incident occurred. I was on the phone Sunday night, as quickly as Sunday night, with the head of the Highway Patrol and the head of the Department of Public Safety. I was back in Jefferson City Monday and Tuesday. My recollection is that the state fair was going that week, and my schedule was supposed to take me to the state fair on Wednesday. We collapsed the schedule, came back to St. Louis on Wednesday, which is, as Joe Patterson will recall in even more detail than I, the night that, after Sunday night, the night things really started to get crazy. I was the first statewide elected official at the command center. I was the first statewide elected official down at the line. I was the first statewide elected official to cross the line and to interact with members of the community. I was there in the mornings helping clean up. There's photography out there of me cleaning up the glass at the Chinese food restaurant, is my recollection. I was the first statewide elected official on the street after nightfall. I held meetings in schools, meetings with elected officials, meetings with the ministerial community, and was there nearly every day throughout the period of the unrest. I don't recall seeing my opponent there. I know that I was there, and I know that thousands of people saw me there.
If elected, how would you reach out to the supermajority in the state legislature to try to accomplish some goals and get some legislation?
Well, I have a 14-year history as a leader in that organization, and I think they recognize many of my fiscally conservative values. I was with them on the tax cuts of 2014. I'm with them on creating a top 10 business-friendly state with business-friendly regulations and that remains a small and efficient government. So the effort will continue, I think, to, my hope is, to get in earlier in the legislative session in a personal way with Ron Richard and with Todd Richardson, in the hopes that the so-called party of business will get back to the business of promoting business in the state of Missouri. We spend a lot of time over the last 2 years on culturally divisive issues, SJR 39 and other divisive issues that have wasted a lot of time, but they haven't passed meaningful economic development legislation in 2 or 3 years. So my hope is that we'll work together to get the organization back on track to make Missouri a top 10 business-friendly state. Okay, thanks everybody.